Welcome to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Big Money Podcast. It's Wednesday, June 16th, and the Democracy Campaign released a report today that shows state legislators collectively got most of their large individual campaign contributions in 2009 from special interests outside their districts who can't vote for them. The Democracy Campaign analysis showed Wisconsin legislators received 64%, or about $824,000, from outside special interests, and only 36%, or about $462,000, from their constituents. The findings closely mirror other odd-numbered years when legislators also accepted $2 of every $3 in campaign contributions from people who couldn't vote for them. Here with us to talk about the report and what the figures tell us is Democracy Campaign Executive Director Mike McCabe. Hi, Mike. Why are these figures important? Why should people be concerned about this?
Well, people are already concerned that their elected officials really aren't representing the people, but rather they're serving wealthy special interests. And there's already this nagging doubt or nagging concern about whether elected officials are really care what ordinary people want or need, and they're constantly trying to help out the big interests and the lobbyists that work for them. And well, you know, you look at these numbers and you see why people have that concern. This really verifies the concern, because these legislators are getting 2/3 of their money from people who can't vote for them. And so what you've got is a situation where the legislators are far more financially beholden to their cash constituents than to their own voting constituents. They have a powerful incentive to serve those special interests and perhaps overlook or ignore the people that they're elected to represent.
The report shows 19 of the legislature's 132 members got $10,000 or more from contributors outside their districts. The top recipient, Democratic Senator Jim Sullivan of Wauwatosa, got more than $78,000 from outside interests. Do these people at the top of the outside money list have anything in common?
Yeah, they tend to fall in three categories. They're either legislative leaders, the people who are in charge of the Senate and Assembly, and they've become magnets for money from all around the state, and obviously special interests want to influence those people who are in a position to decide which bills get debated, which issues get decided. So legislative leaders are among the top recipients. Then you've got people who are also looking to run for higher office, people who have ambitions that go beyond the state assembly or state senate. They tend to be very high on the list. And then you've got legislators who are in the handful of hyper-competitive districts that are always targeted by both parties. They're districts that could swing either way. You've got a handful of assembly districts that are like that, a handful of Senate districts. The legislators who are in those districts are under tremendous pressure to raise money, and so they've been tending to go outside of their districts in search of cash to be able to compete in what sometimes are high six-figure or even seven-figure election campaigns.
It is rather telling. I mean, Sullivan is one of those targeted seats,
yep.
And the second person on the list is Republican Leah Buchmeier, who's running against it.
Yeah, and that race is going to be one of the races that will be extremely competitive and extremely costly. Both candidates are looking for money wherever they can get it, and unfortunately, what it ends up producing is a legislature that is sort of slavishly serving these outside special interests, and those interests don't really care who gets elected. They'll hedge their bets and put money on both candidates. They don't care who wins. They just want money on the winner. And the losers, of course, are the people who are supposed to be represented by these legislators.
Mm-hmm. So the Democracy Campaign contends getting this much money from outside their districts is bad for a legislator's constituents, and it's been this bad since at least 2003. What's the solution? How do you stop this?
Well, there's a lot of things you could do. You could ban contributions from people who don't live in a jurisdiction represented by a legislator. I don't think that's the best response. I don't think that's the best way to go about dealing with this. Actually, what I would I'm a big advocate of public financing of election campaigns to deal with the effects of special interest money in politics. And one of the things you could do is make public financing grants contingent on raising a sizable number of very small contributions from people who can actually vote from you. And then the other thing you can do is maybe publicly match small contributions from people who live in your district and can vote for you. That would create an incentive for legislators to begin to rely on people who actually live in the area that the legislators are seeking to represent. And it would incentivize participation by people who right now are often not participating. The big donors are flooding the system with so much money. We need to create incentives for people who give smaller sums of money, particularly when those donations are made right in the communities that these legislators are supposed to represent. So, you know, I think creating those kinds of incentives, those public matching programs, could really deal with this problem very, very effectively. And it's sad. It's a real sad commentary on our current circumstances that these kinds of initiatives aren't getting the support of legislators who've become so addicted to this outside money.
Well, thanks for your insights, Mike. For more details about these special interest contributions and to see how much money your legislator got from his or her constituents versus out-of-district contributors, check out the June 16th report on the Democracy Campaign's website. Thanks for listening.